710 with Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now at 100.9. It is that time of year where Rachel turns into a Kentucky Wildcat basketball fan.
Are you? Honestly.
That's neat.
Sing the fight song. Sing the fight song in the background right now.
I literally want to cut all of you for being such little jerks every single time we deal with this. I'm so annoyed. All the time. Well, every single time. This is, I'm not annoying you all year long. Kyle, who comes in every single day ranting about Butler for 30 minutes before the day begins.
That's right. Go Dogs.
Right. Well, that's the thing.
Just overall, I'm just a chill sports fan. If you go with me to like a Colts game or a Pacer game, I'm not sitting there screaming. Anyway, I'm chill. I watch. I'm not shoving it down anyone's throat, but it doesn't mean I'm not a fan.
I'm just saying, if Kentucky basketball fans are supposed to be infatuated with basketball. They're supposed to be like Jay Wellington Wimpy feels about hamburgers. Not you.
Okay, enough. We get it. So we're going to test Rachel's Kentucky basketball knowledge because right now, Leanna's on the phone and she's going to play, is Rachel really a Kentucky basketball fan for Pacers tickets tonight against the Rockets? How does that sound, Leanne?
Yeah, and I'd love to go.
And it's that time of year where Rachel says she's a Kentucky Wildcat basketball fan.
We all know what happened a couple years ago whenever you started this, and I accidentally dropped a cuss word on the radio.
She dropped the F-bomb on Radio 900.9.
We're looking to make this another year of success.
No, we're not.
So, Leanne, here we go. Is Rachel really a Kentucky fan? She pretty much has to get all three questions right since she's a huge Kentucky fan.
Dad went there. My entire dad's side of the family went there, and I was raised on Kentucky basketball.
Leanne,
come on, people.
Rachel is about as Kentucky as Wall Street.
Are you serious?
Do you have faith in Rachel that she's really a Kentucky fan?
I do. I think girls have to stick together, and I think she's got it.
Suck up.
Just because I don't shove it down your guys' throat every single day of the year doesn't mean I'm not. Jeez. Okay.
Rachel, are you ready?
Is Rachel
really a Kentucky fan? Number one, name one player on the Kentucky Wildcats.
Willie Cauley-Stein.
She probably had to Wikipedia that after I called her out earlier.
I could have thrown out the Harrison brothers. I could have thrown out any of get off of me.
One for one, Leanne. It doesn't matter if she had to do her research. Brian, what's your next question?
Do you see research at all?
Next question.
I would have had to research it, so it's okay.
Number two, Rachel. Who is the coach for the Kentucky Wildcats?
John Calipari.
Two for two, she does know who the head coach is of the Kentucky Wildcats.
Oh, big surprise.
Leanne, do you think she's going to get the next one right?
I think so. I mean, those first two questions she got pretty quickly, so I think this third one's going to be a piece of cake.
They're going to throw me some completely off-the-wall question just to completely try to throw me off, just knowing them trying to be just turds today.
The exact capacity of Rupp Arena.
All right, exactly.
Number three, is Rachel really a Kentucky fan? I'm having so much fun. We should play this more often.
I love this game.
Really?
Number three, where is the campus of Kentucky located?
Lexington. My dad went there. How am I going to get that one wrong? Really?
Who was the previous coach before John Calipari?
Ooh, who was it? That was, Tubby Smith right before him?
Three questions.
I know. I'm just messing with Rachel. You just got yourself Pacers tickets. Congratulations, Leanne.
Yay.
Congrats, Leanne.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Good job, Rachel.
Thanks. I did it for you.
Thank you.
And despite these jerks.
One more question. Who does Kentucky play later this week?
West Virginia.
Damn it. Oh, it's Radio 9.9.